Good evening, everyone. My name is Keaton Karum. I'm a first-year master's student under Dr. Angus Catchott and Dr. Don Cook at Mississippi State University. And this evening, I'll be talking to all of you about evaluating the fall armyworm threshold in world stage corn in the state of Mississippi. First off, the fall armyworm is from the order Lepidoptera and the family Noctuidae. The scientific name is Spidoptera frugiferga, and is native to the Western Hemisphere, and that is from the United States to Argentina. It overwinters in southern Florida and southern Texas, and throughout the year it will migrate north. And after it migrates, it can be found in all states east of the Rocky Mountains. It is a major pest in the southeastern United States. And a little bit, I'm going to talk to you about the life cycle right now. Overall, the life cycle is anywhere from 30 to 90 days, depending on how warm the weather is or how cool it is. The egg stage is anywhere from 2 to 3 days, and during this time, eggs are laid in 100 to 200 masses under the leaf. The larval stage is around 6 instars, and it lasts from 14 to 30 days, and this again depends on how warm or how cool it is. The pupal stage is around 8 to 9 days during the summer months and 20 to 30 days in the winter months, and the adult life is around 7 to 21 days depending on how cool or how warm it is. So this will bring the life cycle to around, like I said, 30 to 90 days, and this is all depending on when it's taking place, whether it be early spring, summer, or late fall. This is just a picture to help you better understand the overall life cycle, and this is kind of for the northern part of the country. The adults will blow north on the storm fronts in the late June and July, and as I said, the eggs will be laid in plants. As you can see in this, the first picture here, some pretty significant damage down in the world of the corn. And if you have earlier corn, then they can feed on the ear. And in the right here, you can see that's pretty significant damage. But after they're finished feeding, they will crawl out of the plant and crawl into the ground and pupate. And then they will enclose and come out as an adult fall armyworm. And this is just a better picture of what the larva looks like and then the adult moth looks like. As you can see here, the markings on the adult. The fall armyworm is a polyphagous insect. So it has many different hosts, around 80. One of the most common, which we'll talk about today, is field corn. It also will feed on sweet corn and sorghum, as well as Bermuda grass, and some grass weeds that it feeds on are a common one is crabgrass. Like I said, the fall armyworm damage includes it consuming foliage, and that's what we're kind of talking about in this project. The young will consume one side of the leaf tissue and will not completely penetrate the entire leaf. After about the second or third instar, the larva will begin to make larger holes and will completely penetrate the leaf. As I mentioned, feeding will occur in the whorl. As the older they get, the more damage they cause. And an interesting fact about the fall armyworm is that it is a cannibalistic insect. So most of the time you'll find one or two larvae per plant. And this doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have a lot in your field. It's just that they will drive each other away and they will spread throughout the field. So if you're finding around one or two, just continue checking because there's liable to be out more in the field. The current threshold for the state of Mississippi is one or more larvae per plant from emergence to mid-whorl stage or 100% infestation. And that's what this project is about with corn production the way it is today. We're trying to determine if it's where it needs to be or if it needs to be changed. But some of my materials and methods are my experiment locations were both in Mississippi in the Stoneville Delta Research and Extension Center and also in Starkville with our Hills and Research Extension Center. My plot dimensions are I have 4-row plots with a row length of just over 3 meters and the row width of just 96.5 centimeters. Our seeding rate was 34,000 plants per acre, and all of my data was analyzed using ProcGlimix SAS 9.4. My trial design for both of my tests, which one included infesting the fall armyworm, and I'll explain that in a second, and also doing manual damage on the corn to signify fall armyworm damage, and I'll explain both of these in just a second. But the trial design for both was a randomized complete block, and we did both of these tests at the V5 growth stage and the V10 growth stage. We had 5 plots for each test. The first plot was a no damage or a check, and it followed up with 25%, 50%, 75%, or 100% damage. And what that meant was we would go through, and on our second and third row, which is our harvest rows, we would count each plant, or count each row and determine how many we had overall, and we would figure out what 25% or 50% was, and we would go through and flag those plants and proceed to either infest them or do the manual damage. So as I was talking about the manual damage, and this was just tissue removal of the corn plant, and what we would do, we would just basically take gardening scissors and go to the last leaf collar that had emerged, which in this picture is leaf collar number 4, and we would just remove all the leaf tissue from that point up. And this pretty much signified complete and total destruction of the plant by the fall armyworm. And we would just do this at the percentages that I showed you in the previous slide. Now, this is the fall armyworm neonate infestation that I talked about. We use an insect inoculator, or what we call a bazooka, and that's this device seen right here. And what it would do, we would take the fall armyworm neonates and we would mix them with corn cob grit, and that's what is being shown being dropped from the tube there. And we would ideally look to have around 15 to 20 neonates per drop, and we would take this drop and put it in each, or we would drop it into each whorl of the plant that we had flagged. And the reason we had 15 to 20 is these were lab-reared colonies, so they weren't as vigorous, and you'll be able to see that in the data that I show in a few seconds. But we did this in order to ensure that we had fall armyworms that would develop inside the whorl. So we would do one drop per whorl, and then make sure that we had enough to develop. And as I mentioned, they are cannibalistic, so if you had more than 2 or 3 develop, they would either kill each other or disperse. And after we had infested the plants, we would wait around 2 weeks, or when the fall armyworms had finished feeding, we would ensure that they had finished completely, and we would visually rate each plant for fall armyworm damage. And we used the Frank M. Davis visual rating scale. It was myself and Dr. Don Cook, and we would rate it on a scale of 0 to 9, 0 being no damage and 9 being complete and total damage. And this picture here, that's a 7 roughly, and it doesn't look like a lot of damage, but as it grows out, you'll be able to see that there was a lot of damage to the whorl down in the plant. And I want to talk to you now about what I mentioned first, which is the impact of the plant tissue removal at the V5 and V10. Here at V5, you can see on the vertical axis we have a yield in bushels per acre, and on the horizontal axis we have the defoliation levels that I mentioned earlier. And at the V5 growth stage, we did not have any significant yield loss, and this could be attributed to it being early in the corn growth stage, and it would have time to recover before it entered the reproductive stage. Because as you can see here in the V10 growth stage, we did the same amount of damage, and there was some significant yield loss as you increase in the percentages that we did damage to. So, and as I mentioned before, this could be attributed to the fact that it had a shorter amount of time until it entered the reproductive stage. And now I want to talk to you about the infestation that we did and the overall average of ratings that we had on the Frank Davis scale, and then how it affected the yield as well. So first, for the V5 growth stage, we never received above around a 5 on the average in the rating scale. And this was, we believe, it was attributed to the fact that our colony was lab-reared and wasn't very vigorous. So that kind of messed us up a little bit. So if you see here, while there was more damage seen overall as we increased the amount of fall armyworms, they did not do a significant amount of damage to show a lot of yield loss. As you can see here, as there was no significant yield loss at all across any percentage. And the same thing for V10, as we increase the fall armyworms that are infested, they do gradually increase as the damage rating scale, but they never get above around a 4.5 or a 5. And you can see here at the V10 growth stage, they still show no significant yield loss. So, which these are our preliminary results, but this coming year we're looking to get a fall armyworm colony from southern Florida and rear it, and hopefully it'll be more vigorous as a natural colony would be. But from the earlier slides that I showed you, as far as manual damage goes, I believe that the later you get in the growth stage, if a lot of damage is caused to the plant, it has less time to recover, and therefore that will affect yield. And with that, I would like to give a special thanks to all the lab room staff, Dr. Don Cook and Dr. Angus Catchott, my fellow graduate students and student workers, and our technicians for helping us out this summer. And with that, I'll take any questions.
There's plenty of time for questions, so.